Hi everyone, 欢迎来到酒馆，在这里遇见更广阔的世界。听了这么久酒馆的节目，你还不知道酒馆也有自己的铺子吧？酒馆铺子是酒馆旗下专业的零售分支，来微信小程序搜索酒馆铺子，新人进店注册会员即可领取20元消费券。来微信小程序酒馆铺子，进店咨询客服，与酒馆共筑美好生活。我们在酒馆等你。Hi everyone, and welcome back to Happy Hour. 欢迎回来酒馆。Hi Alan.
Hi Lulu. Hi everyone.
So, what are we going to talk about today?
Well, I have a bit of a confession. Last week, after a particularly brutal day at work, you know, just one of those days where everything went wrong and I had no control over it.
Okay.
I went online and bought another gadget that I absolutely did not need.
Oh, phew.I thought you put something in my drink or something.
No. So, at the moment, I've got this thing about chargers.
Chargers. That's got to be, like, the most boring shopping list.
I know. But, for example, like, I like to charge things. So,
wow.
I had, like, my own little portable charger, and then I bought another portable charger that fits with my new watch.
You don't even have to travel. Why do you need so many portable chargers?
Well, I am actually going to be traveling quite a bit.
Okay.
But again, it's not particularly necessary. It's just like these little miniature gadgets, like a little portable charger for my Apple Watch, for example.
All right.
It's very nice, but I don't really need it.
Okay. Then why did you buy it?
Well, because...I was stressed, I was bored, and I just felt the need. It's like, okay, I want to buy this.
Oh, so it's not so much what you bought or what you needed. It's more about clicking that purchase button.
Exactly. And this is also the same, for example, for wine. Like, you know me, I do like a glass of wine, but now I'm sort of building up a bit of a collection of wine. I've got like...close to 15 bottles of wine.
As long as you don't come to work drunk, I don't care.
Yeah, I know.
Or I don't mind.
Well, if I bring the wine with me, I'm sure you won't mind. But again, I haven't even finished the wine that I already have, but I still want to buy more.
You know what? I can totally relate to that. Although I'm not talking about alcohol, but for me, it's stationery, like notebooks and pens and stickers.And also clothes recently.
Yeah. Is that why kind of our studio is now filled with notebooks?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll clear them away.
Yeah.
So, let's talk about that phenomenon. When life feels out of control, when work is demanding, when your schedule is packed, when freedom feels scarce, shopping desire, this materialistic desire often surges.
Well, yeah. And it's like we're compensating.
Yeah.
Because buying things gives us a tiny sense of control. It's a cheap, accessible way to feel like we're making choices in a world where choices are often made for us.
You know how they always try to convince you? Consumerism tries to convince you to buy things. They always say, you've worked so hard. Treat yourself. You deserve it.
Actually, my mum keeps saying that to me. And it's really not very helpful.
Your mum is siding with rampant consumerism.
Well, my mum also buys lots of random stuff.
I see. My mum bought a lot of random stuff as well. Yeah, so I guess today we're exploring the connection between material desire, the desire to shop, and freedom.
Yeah. So why do we crave things when we feel trapped?And is there a way to break the cycle?
And also, is there a need to break the cycle?
Well, yeah.
Okay, so let's start with the psychology. Why does buying something feel so good, especially when we are stressed?
Well, psychologists call it retail therapy.
这个其实就是购物疗法吧。所以它直译是零售疗法。
Yeah, and it's not a joke. It's not something that people say, oh, yeah, that's in...Just a bit of retail therapy. No, it's actually scientifically based. Research shows that shopping can boost your mood because it releases happy hormones like dopamine, serotonin, endorphins. That's the reward center of your brain saying, this feels good, do it again.
You know, I'm so happy to hear a guy say that because usually
when you talk about retail therapy, it's just so gender specific. They're always saying that, oh, women love to do that.
Well, no.
But guys do that as well.
Guys do that as well.
Mm.
It's just that we buy different things.
That is very true.
Like, for example, as I was saying before, gadgets, for example. The constant need to buy new leads and just, for me, also books as well. It's that need everyone has.
Yeah. And I think, according to your research, the dopamine release that you're talking about actually starts before you even buy anything. It can begin before you even start that buying action.
Yeah.
Just imagining the possibilities, the anticipation of the purchase.
Well, yeah. And there is a psychologist who explains that when we feel stressed, we often feel a lack of control over our situation.
Mm.
Shopping gives us back a sense of personal control. We are making choices. We are causing outcomes for ourselves. And even just a small purchase can restore a feeling of autonomy.
Ah, so it's more about autonomy. I never thought about it this way. I always thought that it's just about rewarding ourselves or releasing some stress. But that is actually right.
Yeah.
Because you have the autonomy when you're just on some shopping app and you have total control of what you want to buy.
Well, yeah. So when your boss controls your time, your controls your schedule, your responsibilities control your energy.
Mm.
Buying something is almost like a tiny rebellion, a way of saying, at least I get to choose this.
I guess that's why people become shopaholics.
Well, exactly.
Because of stress.
Yeah, and particularly that now you can shop anywhere. Like, how many people look at Taobao when they're sitting on a toilet, for example?
Mm.
So even the most basic needs, those moments where people feel alone, people are generally shopping.
Yeah. And another study from the Journal of Consumer Psychology found that when people feel sad, which is often linked to a sense of powerlessness, like you said, that someone else controls your life, making shopping choices can actually alleviate that sadness. It restores a sense of personal control.
And that is the core logic of what we're talking about. Material desire surges when you don't have a lot of freedom.
Mm.
You can't control your life, so you control what you buy.
It's psychological compensation, isn't it?
Well, yeah. But let's talk about the dark side. Because retail therapy is a short-term fix, but it does have long-term costs.
So it works, but only temporarily.
It works, but again, with any form of
quick fix,
any form of trying to release those happy hormones, you want more. And then it becomes a cycle and possibly an addiction.
Yeah, because it doesn't really fundamentally fix the problem, does it?
Well, exactly. So there's philosophy behind this, and it's called the falling rate of enjoyment. So you want to buy more.
Mm.
The idea that buying more promotes satisfaction. But the satisfaction never fully arrives. So you feel like, okay, maybe if I buy something more, then I would feel happier. And then it goes on and on and on. So you're almost like on a treadmill.
I've heard of this. It's called hedonistic treadmill.
Yeah.
就什么快乐感的这个跑步机。
Yeah.
Each purchase gives you a little hit of dopamine.
Yeah.
You become a junkie.
Well, yeah. And this is the cruel irony.
Mm.
Because the more you spend, the more you need to work to afford your spending.
That's true.
And that means you have even less freedom. So you're trapped in a cycle. Work to buy, buy to feel better, work more to afford more buying.
Well, that's what rampant consumerism wants you to do. That's what all the sellers want you to do, right?
Well, yeah.
Keep hitting that button, like the dopamine hit.
So there's also the concept of compulsive buying disorder, shopping addiction.
Yeah.
So when shopping becomes a go-to way of dealing with stress or anxiety, it shifts from being therapeutic to problematic.
I think in a way, it's almost similar to binge eating, like emotional stress eating.
Yeah.
And also, like stress eating, mm-hmm. although you feel some form of relief and control in the moment, the consequences are real.
Well, yeah.
Like binge eating has health consequences and binge shopping has financial consequences.
Well, yeah, exactly. Credit card debt, financial stress, guilt after purchases. These create more stress, which makes you want to shop more. And it becomes a vicious cycle.
Mm. A lot of us are on it.
Well, yeah.
Even if you don't realize it. I mean, I realize it.
Well, yeah.
At least.
No, same here. Same here. Mm-hmm.
喜欢听酒馆的音频节目？酒馆也有自己的视频号，现在每天露露都在公益直播，干货多多，欢乐多多。来微信视频号露露的英文小酒馆，一键预约所有直播。想要加入酒馆社群或者咨询课程，别忘了添加小助手哦。微信号是 luluxjg 后面一个数字1。